Declassified. This is a declassified Central Intelligence Agency memorandum dated March 2, 1964 concerning a visit by Deputy Director for Intelligence Ray Klein to Taipei and U.S. relations with the Republic of China. This document is notable for its insights into the morale of the Republic of China government and its assessment of U.S. policy in Asia. It can be found at documents2.theblackhawk.com. This document was approved for release in October 2002 under Exemption E-01355-8-B110-P252-C528. It is part of the public record concerning U.S. intelligence on China. The Director of Central Intelligence. Washington 25, D.C., 2 March 1964. Memorandum for the Honorable Dean Rusk, the Secretary of State, the Honorable Major George Bundy, Special Assistant to the President for National Security Affairs, the Honorable W. Averill Harriman, the Under Secretary of State for Political Affairs. Attached is a copy of a memorandum from Mr. Klein, Deputy Director for Intelligence, summarizing certain aspects of U.S. relations with the Republic of China. As you will recall, Klein went to Taipei at the request of State Department to endeavor to persuade President Chiang Kai-shek not to act precipitously in breaking relations with France over the recognition issue. Since Klein's presence in Taipei was recognized by President Chiang Kai-shek as that of a special emissary of President Johnson, and since Ray observed an abnormally dismal state of morale of the GRC officials, it seems appropriate that a communication should go to President Chiang Kai-shek as promptly as possible, warmly phrased, in the interests of rekindling confidence. My trip to Taipei last month succeeded in getting the government of the Republic of China GRC to postpone breaking relations with France for 2 weeks, thus forcing both Peking and Paris to make clear that France was obliged to drop its diplomatic support of the GRC in Taiwan as the price of establishing relations with Peking. This was a gain for the US since many nations would recognize Peking if they thought they could maintain diplomatic relations with two Chinas. Few nations have followed the French lead because it became clear that any nation recognizing Peking had to go all the way and recognize its right to take over Taiwan and its 12 million anti-communist people. Klein's efforts gained 2 weeks' time, and this, in itself, probably influenced a number of countries not to follow de Gaulle's course too precipitously. Signed, John A. McCone. Subject, U.S. Relations with Republic of China Taiwan. 1. 2. President Chiang Kai-shek agreed to this delay out of respect for President Johnson's direct request to do so, but pointed out correctly that the French had sold out to Peking and would force a break between Paris and Taipei. He also said this would be a shattering blow to morale in Taiwan, particularly among the mainland Chinese element in his armed forces and government. 3. President Chiang requested that his views be conveyed to Washington, along with his recommendations for actions to restore morale in Taiwan and build up U.S. prestige in Southeast Asia. I summarized these views in the form of an oral message for President Johnson and provided it to Secretary Rusk, Under Secretary Harriman and Major George Bundy about 3 weeks ago. A copy is attached. 4. It is that I found the morale of GRC officials exceptionally and dismally low, B. A senior Chinese general had attempted on January 21, 1964 to lead the crack 1st Armored Division against Taipei to overthrow the government. Of course, he failed, C. President Cai, and told me personally in highly emotional tones that a continuation of present U.S. policy in Asia, which he feels will end in Chinese communist control or domination of all East and Southeast Asia, will create a situation in which the GRC cannot survive, D. Many officials in addition to President Chiang felt that present trends would bring a military coup in Taipei against the present government within 2 years because of frustration with inability to return to the mainland and a feeling that U.S. military, economic and political support was weak and waning. This memorandum is intended to call to your attention some information on which I orally briefed Governor Harriman and Major George Bundy. 5. In view of the seriousness with which these views were impressed upon me, I feel that they should be seriously considered by the U.S. government. My own feeling is that a strong U.S. initiative in Vietnam would buck up morale in Taipei, but I think it would be dangerous to assume that we can always take stability and friendly cooperation on the part of the GRC for granted. 4 lines redacted under Exemption B1. Signed, Ray Klein, Deputy Director Intelligence. This is what the public record looks like at its most ordinary. Find more at storyflow.com and at archive.org/download/uschinaintel/CI0160/CI0160/DJBU.txt.